Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Georgia Peach Primary Tuesday edition. Going to have a little more fun with that theme, perhaps. Fancy Brian, there are other pressing headlines for you to get to during this big show. There is a GOP ballot fraud scandal going on in Michigan, and half the Republican gubernatorial field is out. They're being thrown off the ballot for submitting fraudulent signatures, like half the candidates. So we'll get to that story in just a bit. Also, right here in the great state of Wisconsin, a former false Trump elector, Bob Spindell. Well, he has been on the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Hell, when the case of the false Trump electors came before the Wisconsin Elections Commission, he didn't only not recuse, well, he basically gave himself a get-out-of-jail-free card. It's nice to be your own judge and jury. So anyways, that seemed troubling to, you know, just little old Crudy. But now, he's in line to perhaps become the chairman of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The very same guy that was a Trump false Trump elector in 2020, he could be the new election chair. So that's what's happening in my backyard. I'm sure we'll get to that. Dom joins us in just a bit. My favorite congressman, Mark Pocan, joins tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll talk some backyard politics, I suspect. And right here in the great state of Wisconsin, 40% of the assembled Republicans at the GOP convention this weekend thought we should decertify the last election. You know, try again, because Trump really won. It was rigged. Well, you know, I throw out the numbers, the statistical analysis occasionally. I like the empiricals when I can. I got a new one for you. And here's my thought. Either 61% of Trump supporters, current Trump supporters, are willingly, blissfully ignorant, or 61% of Trump supporters are racist. Let me, why I say that. Let me tell you why. 6 in 10 Trump voters agree with the core tenet of the Great Replacement Theory. New polling out. Let me share a little of it. More than 60% of Americans who voted for former President Donald Trump agree with the core tenet of the so-called Great Replacement Theory, according to new polling, Yahoo News, YouGov. The poll published on Tuesday, that's today, folks, found that 61% of Trump supporters agree with the statement that, and listen close, because you may not be personally a racist, but if you got a Trump-voting friend or family member, here is what they probably believe. A group of people in this country are trying to replace native-born Americans with immigrants and people of color who share their political views. Now, 22% of Trump supporters surveyed said they disagreed with the conspiracy theory, and 16% of respondents who voted for Biden said they agree with the statement. However, 71% said otherwise. So apparently 16% of Democrats believe the Great Replacement Theory also. You know, add that in with the 61% of Trump supporters, starts to get to be a big number. 73% of Trump supporters agreed with the statement that there is discrimination against white people in the U.S. 73%. Just a skosh under 3/4 of all Trump voters believe people are out to get Whitey. Whitey can't catch a break in this world. Poor Whitey. A little bit more here. 18% of Trump voters disagreed, compared with 20% of Biden supporters who agreed and 74% who disagreed. Again, there is still a, you know, a 1 in 5 minority amongst the Democratic supportive that sort of share this view. A little bit more. 69% of respondents who voted for Trump said they are concerned U.S.-born citizens are losing economic, political, and cultural influence. You know, not because they're having financially disparate outcomes, not because the 1% aren't paying any taxes, but they're losing that economic, political, and cultural influence to immigrants. The other people, the brown people, the people from south of the border. You probably heard of them. They're on Fox News nearly all the time. Migrant caravans, you hear them talk.
I keep thinking they're going to show up like right at my front door at any given moment, but it hasn't happened yet.
Well, Fancy Brian, 30%, approximately one in three of those who voted for Joe Biden agreed with that sentiment. And the new poll comes a week after the massacre at the Tops Friendly Markets location in Buffalo, which resulted in the deaths of 10 people and injuries to three other. Ha. Peyton Gendron. I hate to bring up the guy's name. I was sitting here for a minute like, do I even read the man's name? I guess I did. Peyton Gendron, an 18-year-old resident of Conklin, New York, who cited the Great Replacement Theory in an online manifesto, has been charged in the shooting. Yeah, that's about the most sanitized way of putting it. 57% of Trump supporters polled said they believe Gendron is a racist. 57%, that's a slight majority of Trump supporters said, you know, the guy espousing the Great Replacement Theory and shooting 10 black people dead, he might be a racist. 57% said that. 86% of respondents who voted for Biden also thought, you know, there's a good chance he's a racist. I'm just saying. 1,500, almost 1,600 Americans. The margin of error, about 2.8% on that polling. So, I mean, what's the takeaway here? What's the takeaway? Fancy Brand, I just want to point out that
whether he's a racist or not, you can actually ask him that question and interview him because he was taken alive.
Oh, you mean the alleged shooter from Conklin, New York, that guy?
Yeah, I just figured we can actually ask him what he felt about the situation and maybe see where he's coming from because, again, taken alive.
Are the numbers surprising? Do you think that, is it 61% of Republicans? I mean, do you think they are ignorant or do you think they're well aware that the Great Replacement Theory is really just a novel take on white nationalism, on racism? What do you think they know they're racist or do you think they're just being bamboozled by the Tucker Rhymes with Tucker Carlson faction?
I think they're having a reasonable, in their minds, a reasonable thought that they don't know is the tip of the iceberg of white nationalism.
How do you explain, and I'm not saying it's yours to defend it, Fancy Brian, but how do you, what was it, 73%, I don't want to get the numbers wrong, I should probably jump back in the prior article if I want to get them right. But this 73%, was it? What was the stat? Bear with me. Oh, whites are the ones being discriminated against. Now, where would you come to that conclusion? Where would you come up with that rationale or reason?
Going somewhere and having someone look at you wrong or having someone maybe call you out for some behavior that you thought was completely acceptable before, but now you're being called out for it. And that makes people uncomfortable. And what we know about white people is that they get really upset when they are made to feel uncomfortable. Hmm. For any reason.
I hate when the whites feel, you know, uncomfortable. They're not used to that. Do you think black people have gotten more used to that? Do you think they could share how uncomfortable that is and help some of their white friends get over it? Because nearly every black person I know claims at least one white friend.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a, yeah. They've been telling us for a really long time, and they've been telling us generation after generation after generation, and none of us are listening, and if we listened, maybe you'd understand about how silly it sounds when you complain about, you know, maybe somebody won't let me say the N-word when I used to. You know, that type of stuff.
Well, let's tie it back to Georgia for just a minute. senatorial candidate, Herschel Walker, right? Black guy. He won the Heisman Trophy. He was a Georgia Bulldog. You know, and he's very famous. Can't be much more famous than big-time sports famous. All-pro. I mean, he's probably a Hall of Famer. I guess I don't recall, but I suspect he's got a yellow jacket somewhere in the closet at home. And Herschel Walker got in a little argument with a reporter this week over what Donald Trump did or did not say. And, you know, it's always been perplexing to me, a black Republican. But, you know, perhaps Herschel Walker, by virtue of the fact that he's rich, maybe he's had a different black experience than most. And I know, you know, he's been supportive of Trump in the past. But I'm going to have to maybe slide him, you know, setting aside the great replacement theory that, you know, perhaps Herschel Walker and people like him are trying to dilute the white electorate. Well, I guess that's more Tucker than Trump. But it's the Trump supportive that believe that. But here's what Herschel Walker never heard or doesn't believe or just wants to be blissfully ignored of. Herschel Walker, the leading Republican Senate candidate in Georgia, insisted that former President Donald Trump has never said that the 2020 election was rigged or stolen. Never said it, according to Herschel Walker. In a video that was shared on Twitter this week, Walker speaks to a reporter who questions him about Trump's false election claims. I think reporters said that, Walker insists. I don't know whether President Trump ever said that because he never said that to me. Well, what about Brad Raffensperger, you know, the state elections guy in Georgia, where you live, Herschel? The whole seeking of the 11,780 votes. Setting that aside, the reporter said, he says it over and over. You know, the reporter asking, let's call it a follow-up question. Walker replies, Herschel Walker, not Scotty Wanker in this case, Herschel Walker replied, no, 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 no. I've never heard President Trump ever say that. How can you be a Trump acolyte and not know what's underlying the current affection for the Cheeto Messiah? Fancy Brian.
I don't even know what to say to that, man. The one thing I think about Herschel Walker is it reminds me of something that I heard about O.J. Simpson. When they were asking O.J. Simpson, why don't you stand up, you know, stand up for black rights and stand up for the black movement and stuff? And someone said, aren't you black? And O.J. turned to them and said, I'm not black. I'm O.J. And to that thing, I think Herschel's doing the same thing. I'm not black. I'm Herschel Walker. But at the same time, this isn't a black or white issue. This is the dude said that. No, he didn't. No, he literally said it. No. I don't know what else to tell you, Herschel.
You know, I was, at least as an athlete, how do you not like Herschel Walker? He was a hell of a running back. Although he played for the Cowboys. That's one reason not to like him. You know, nearly as bad as being a Bear, but perhaps a little worse. You know who else I lost a little respect for today, Fancy Brian? Some news out there in the media world. Greta Van Susteren from Appleton, Wisconsin, has taken a new conservative media role, Newsmax. And to do so, Greta Van Susteren, who signed my cheesehead right there. I've got her autograph on my cheesehead. You know, being a good Wisconsin girl, she showed up, signed it. I forget if it's RNC, DNC, whatever. One of the big conventions. She was there. She signed my cheesehead. And now, by virtue of her new job at Newsmax, you know who's out on his ass? Sean Spicy Spicer. That's a shame. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
This election was rigged. This election is a total fraud.
You are either lying or you're stupid.
I'm stupid.
I have seen shit that'll turn you white.